Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for coming back to Ron's Bikes TV for 2024. I'm hoping to make some more videos this year. Thanks for all your likes last year, and I hope you like and subscribe some more this year. This is a video about cold weather riding. I wanted to release it a lot sooner, but it was a pretty busy holiday season here at ronsbikes.com. So, you know, I wanted to get this up earlier, and I'm never early with anything, as it turns out. You know that feeling after you ride, no matter how hard or how miserable you were when you were out there, you get back and you're already reminiscing, right? You're already nostalgic for that ride that you just did. It just makes you feel good. No matter what you get into while you're out there, if you come back in one piece, generally, you're going to feel better about yourself, and you're going to be a better version of yourself for your family and loved ones. Riding year-round is extremely important for that. I know for me, especially in these colder months when you have a lot less sun, you know, it could seem really hard to get out. It could be really easy to get into that self-perpetuating cycle of inactivity that a lot of us fall into in the wintertime. And I hope this video helps you a little bit and helps you dress right and have some good times out there this winter, because, you know, riding year-round, no matter where you are, and as I'm going to show you, really, with the right clothing, it can be done. So let's go. Check me out. Good afternoon, folks. Whew. The weather outside is frightful. It doesn't look so frightful out there at all, actually. More like 39, 40 degrees. We want to go for a ride. How's that sound? All right, good afternoon, everybody. How's it going? How's the winter treating you so far? Let me know in the comments. I love talking about weather. People are like, hey, you know, weather's just small talk. Weather is the talk of the town when you live outside, you know? And if you ride your bike outside, I know Zwift and Sift and Shake and Bake, all those apps that you can ride your bike on. Nothing against those, honestly. I think that's a great way to keep the pedaling motion going indoors. For me personally, I like to ride outdoors. So luckily I live in a part of New England that is as far south as you can go and still be in New England. That's very important to me. Generally, we could ride all winter. If it snows, maybe I'll go sledding. So riding outside all winter, of course, takes some planning and takes some specific gear. And different gear than you might think. Different gear for me personally, different gear than what has been advertised to me over the years by the bike industry at large. I find that you need specific clothing, but it's not as high-tech, thought-out, over-engineered apparel that you may expect it to be, or that we associate with sport in general. As you know, I'm a big fan of wool and other natural fibers, and in this video here, we're going to go over a few specific items that you may want to consider as part of your wardrobe or kit for riding through the winter. Some tips on lights and dynamos, what types of rides are going to keep you the warmest, and also, what do I wear, what bags you might need. Let's snort this snow cone, shall we? Generally, the determining factor for the type of bike or bag setup you want for your winter ride depends upon what you're looking to get out of your winter ride. So when I want to take a more relaxed, less spirited ride in the winter, that means I'm going to be stopping more. And of course, when you stop, your heart's not pumping the blood, making all your extremities warm anymore, and you start getting cold really rapidly. So I always like to bring some extra layers with me, maybe something insulated that I could sit on, and you know, a warm beverage also. In order to accommodate the extra luggage I bring on a cold weather, relaxing tourist pace ride, I want to make sure that I have a large enough bag, generally either a small or a large Fabio's chest. And what I'll put in here is, you know, I could bring, you know, like a puffer jacket. I could bring my down pants. You know, you could really, really set yourself up for a nice, relaxing stop in the woods to drink your tea. You know, and not have to worry about any like daughter party situation going on, you know, when you're just trying to have a nice relaxing afternoon after work, you know. It's a nice day for a bike ride. It's a nice day. Then if I want to get really pared down, I find that I need even less than I need in the summertime because I'm not stopping at all once I get out there. If I'm not carrying any bags with me, I'm not carrying any provisions to stop and relax and snack and do whatever I like to do in the summertime. It's all about getting out there and getting back to your warm home. Now, many of you in the Northwest or something would probably put fenders on this bike. Here in the Northeast, we could still ride in the woods most of the year in the southern part, like I was saying. The sticks, they just rip fenders apart. And if you like to keep a nice tight fender line like I do, they will absolutely dismantle your artistic integrity on the bicycle because your fenders will be all over the place. So just be, you'll be pedaling around a pile of wreckage, everything rubbing. And you know, after an 8-hour Hanjo fender install, I'm triggered, I'm scarred, obviously. This is, brings up bad memories for me. So I went ahead and did it. Spent 6 hours last weekend during a snowstorm. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go outside. I'm gonna go for a ride in the snow, but I need some fenders. And I had bought these Hanjo 700 by, I think they're 60 wide. To wrap over these 700 by 42s. It took me 6 hours. I think they look sweet, right? And this bike is still super light, even with them. It's pretty wild. Worth the stress sweats of the installation process? Yeah, I think so. This is strictly to get the miles in, enjoy the ride, and get back home and chill. Smaller water bottles because I tend to pre-hydrate and then post-hydrate. While I'm riding, the last thing I want is cold water in my mouth. So sub-freezing temperatures, you might want to consider one of these polar bottles, the sports insulated ones. You can still squeeze them and everything, but they'll keep your bottles from freezing on your bike. Doesn't necessarily want to make you drink water on a ride when you're drinking just a block of ice. Yeah, they don't look too bad, but they don't look as cool as the Ultra Dynamica water bottles. So we're not going to use these today. And generally, you know, style is more important than hydration on a day like this. I generally just, if I'm going on like a 25-mile ride like I'm going to do today, you know, two of these are just fine. These are the new Ultra Dynamico corn plastic water bottles. I would check them out. Real nice. Nice flow, too. Look at this. I've also got a safety triangle on the rear here. I don't know. I like the triangles mainly because I never remember to charge my taillights. And I know you could hook those up to the dynamo systems, and I'm just not into the dynamos that much anymore, honestly. I wear a headlamp, and I don't need to mess with any complicated stuff up there. I'm not touring as much. You know, LED and battery systems are so efficient now that I don't really think that it's that big of a deal. Those batteries on my headlamp last forever.
I just use this Nightcore rechargeable headlamp. Super small, lightweight, fits in my back pocket or, you know, side pocket of a bag. It's got super simple buttons. Three settings there. Three settings on the blinky light, just two buttons. So this is just fine for generally what I need if I'm not riding through the night or anything. But for a three hours of darkness or so, no problem with this. I would always have one of these regardless in your kit, whether or not you have a dynamo or not. It's nice when you have to stop or have a mechanical to get down and have a headlamp on you. Yeah, it makes life a lot easier in the darkness.
Weekend rides, I'm carrying a Fab Zabs with me. So I'm going to go put that stuff on right now because I'm going to take a camera with me today. Because I want to finish this video for you and me. No, it is not a, it is not a bad day at all out here.
This thing's all right.
It's amazing how your body just gets used to temperatures you just get used to, you know, you get tuned in, the more you ride, the more you get outside and feel the air on your skin, the more your body gets used to it. So, you know, it's always those first few rides each year where it really stings. You know, you get that brain freeze. I find out, I only get that brain freeze, you know, a few times before my head gets used to it. And then, you know, I don't get it anymore. So, you know, I think a lot of it is just taking that first step. So,
get out there and take that first step.
That's it. Is this like interview style or
yeah,
what?
This is like casting couch.
Oh my God, am I going to have to take my clothes off?
Yeah, yes. No, you're going to actually have to put your clothes on.
On.
All right, so, if I may.
Yeah, have a seat.
Why don't you tell us what you're wearing? You're about to go for a ride, am I correct?
That's correct.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about your outfit?
Okay, should we start head to toe?
Or toe to head,
I think. Toe to head. Yeah, toe okay, to head. So I've got my Quox. These are the Grand Tourer 2s. They're a gravel shoe. We're going to keep rolling? Okay, I've got these thick winterweight Ronsbikes Hublack socks.
And in very frigid temperatures, Arya will also wear these overshoes over her shoes.
I got a sweet deal on these fleece topo pants. These are size extra small. They do run tight, but I like that. 59 bones.
Pink underneath those, or are you?
Just undies. I think this is enough for today. On top, I have like a crop top, like a wool crop top thing underneath here. And then I've got this turtleneck cycling thick sweater from Ibex that has shrunk a few times. So it's really supportive. And then, oh, this is a microphone. And then over here, I have a wool, like a gaiter. I really need it for my chin on these rides. It's the chin. And then the nose sometimes, but really it's the chin. I'm always like this. Yeah, I've been trying to grow a beard for a very long time. You know this.
Here?
So then up here I have a Randy Joe.
Let's talk about the, you have glasses on.
Oh yeah, I have these Ombras blue blockers. It's a sunny day out, but I want to really feel the sun, but still want to be protected from the winds, you know? So I've got these on today. It's nice. Someone called them Jeffrey Dahmer glasses on me, which is like cute or whatever. I paid for everything that I'm wearing, by the way. So you can trust me, except for the socks. I didn't pay for the socks.
She gets free socks, ladies and gents.
So what do you put on your hands?
These gloves.
So you use the deerskin, buckskin gloves and nothing else underneath them, even in this kind of weather?
Yeah, I mean, it's 40 right now, and I've used like a liner in there, and my hands just got too sweaty.
You think you compressed the insulation a little too much, perhaps?
Yeah, and when you take it out, like, you want more dexterity. Like, you're just trying to grab something from the bag or, like, rip open a wrapper or something, you know, more dexterity. And you don't get that with the liner. It's like an extra thing to take off.
Gotcha.
And I think it's warmer. Yeah.
Yeah. Have a good ride, sweetie. So let's go put some bags on this bike and get ready for a ride. All right. Things are going to get a little sexy. And do a little thirst trapping for y'all here. All right, so with the sun going down, this ride's going to be in the mid-30s. 35 degrees I'm dressing for right now. And so what we're going to start with, these leather chamois wool shorts that we did with Team Dream last year. Remember these? So that's my base. That's what I'm putting on first, okay? So we've got wool, we've got leather, two natural fibers that are going to breathe naturally, not going to feel too clammy on my skin, and then generally going to want to put on my first sock layer. Everything that's next to my body is going to be wool because there's going to be a little bit of moisture mitigation going on there, and
nothing does it better than wool. Doesn't matter what we come up with synthetically, it just does not match. Lighter wool socks, my summer weight wool socks.
So I'm putting on a light wool sock first, and then over that I'm putting a heavy wool sock. It's like a ski sock. Got some pretty wide toe box shoes. These Stomp Locks collaboration that I did with a brand in Japan, Stomp Locks. As you can see, they've got a wide toe box. Great for winter riding. Wiggle your toes around inside. I could still move my toes inside. If I couldn't move my toes inside, I wouldn't pack so much sock in there, because if you're squeezing all the dead air space out of there, you're not going to have any insulation. You're just going to have like dank dampness. Wool is great for drawing moisture out. Like a cotton sock is just going to keep it there. So synthetic socks are going to draw it out, but they're also going to stink and feel clammy on your feet. If you've got some tighter cycling shoes, less is more. Trust me, try a lighter sock and wear an overshoe. There's plenty of brands out there that offer semi-attractive overshoes. Of course, if you're into the road racing aesthetic, overshoes look very cool and should be worn year-round. Have you ever heard of vapor barrier technology? VBL, vapor barrier layer. Great for sleeping bags too. What it does is it's an impermeable membrane that you wear next to your skin. Sometimes people wear like a light layer underneath, but I find it most effective for me personally directly against my skin. And what this does is it prevents the vapor escaping and getting into your insulating layers, degrading your insulating layers. As you all know, moisture in your insulating layers, it's not insulating anymore. There are some materials that insulate better than others when wet, but generally it's not a great thing to get your insulative layers wet. There is dedicated clothing featuring vapor barrier technology, or you could use your own technology, like one of these produce bags. What you're gonna do is just put it directly over your foot. Then you're gonna put your sock right over it there. There's no moisture escaping my microclimate into my greater microclimate. It works. Give it a try. And then when you're done with the produce bags, put your produce back into it and put it in the drawer and pretend nothing ever happened. Let's say you took it too far. Your feet are freezing. You've got a long way home and you got to get warm again. I would recommend first, of course, doing some jumping jacks. You want to get that blood pumping again. And then take your bike and run with it. This is dramatized for your viewing pleasure. But if you just go for a run with your bike, run up a hill with it. And I find this pounding with my feet, just getting my feet moving. You could do a little kicking, shaking the blood down to the from my core down into my legs and into my feet. Really works for me. And same thing goes for your hands. This really works. You could do this while riding your bike too. Just shake the blood down to your digits. Shake your blood down to your digits. You can almost feel the blood coming in and radiating everything around me. I feel like I'm radiating. Do I look like I'm radiating? You can answer that in the comments. Probably messed my fenders up just laying my bike down like this.
Something that is nice, if you have a stove or some sort of radiator thing, is heat your shoes before you put them on. Preheat your shoes, folks.
Then I'm going to put on two layers of these.
This is this brand Merino Skins. All right, Merino Skins. Now these are, I wear a size medium, and then that's over my cycling shorts. And then over that, I'm putting a size large. So this is a brand out of Australia. You can get them right off their website. Sometimes Rivendell has fun colors that they sell on their website. But they you know, take about 2 weeks to get here, but super high quality, direct from the manufacturer. Okay, so here I go. Got those on. Now you want to pull these up as far as you can, because the second you get on the bike, everything's going to kind of bunch up. So pull them up just above, just below the cuff of your sock there. Already looking pretty good, huh?
Oh, wow.
Next is going to be also made by Merino Skins. I got this one through Rivendell, rivbike.com.
Rivendell has a lot of cool woolly stuff. Check it out.
I wear one of these every day in the wintertime as my first layer.
And then I'm putting suspenders on. These are just Dickies suspenders, standard suspenders. They'll make anything into a bib, essentially. It keeps your shorts from riding down, your pants from riding down. Some style points, of course.
Tuck everything in there.
And right over that, I'm putting an Icelandic wool sweater. Sheep that are native to very windy, wet, and inclement areas naturally have wool that protects them from such elements. So make their wool into a sweater and you've got a real naturally technical piece of gear here, engineered by nature. Icelandic wool in particular, I found, is very lightweight, lets a little bit of air pass through, but just enough to keep everything moving and not get anything too sweaty on the inside. And when it rains, it beads up on the outside.
So I was just riding in the rain all day. And as you could see, it just kind of beads up on the wool here. Under here, I'm totally dry.
Drier and more comfortable than I would be if I was wearing a rain cape or something like that.
I'm going to bring just a little wind jacket with me, the stuff that's in my bag, just in case it drops down to a temperature I'm not comfortable with, or if I need to stop and fix a flat, which I never have to do, right? No way.
And I'm going to switch around to these glasses, these umbras that have the no arms to stick out, to make the sides of my hat stick out. I got a wool hat that I'll put on here. My beard really insulates my throat really well, but if I cut it too short, I'll tend to wear like a neck gaiter, a wool neck gaiter. Buckskin is naturally a fantastic insulator, and it doesn't smell. It's antimicrobial. So these were like the biggest game changer for me with winter riding, is realizing I only need these down to about 30 degrees. Below that, I'll size up to an extra large. I generally wear an extra large here. Size up to an extra large and put a light wool liner underneath. And then I could go down to as low as it gets here, which is, you know, 15 degrees or so. I'm not riding in anything colder than that. Don't seem like much. Super easy to take your hand out if you need to use your phone or something. Unbelievable. They even still insulate when they're wet. So it's not your average like gas station, hardware store, leather glove. Make sure it's genuine buckskin. That's the only stuff that's going to work. All right, so bags are on the bike. Put a snack in there. Like I said, I'm not going to be gone long. I'll put my camera in here, but that's the camera right here. It's looking at me. Kind of confusing. What a cool bike, huh? Look at that. No plumber's crack. Not with these suspenders on. Is it nice to call the plumber's crack, though? If it was desirable to see my butt crack, I would show it to you. Going for a bike ride, huh? It already seems so late. It's like 3 o'clock. But I gotta make my friends on Strava proud. Thank you.
Something to bear in mind as I was touching on earlier, you know, sweat is the enemy. You sweat, you die out here. I think that's what the Survivor Man used to say, the Canadian one. Remember him?
Somewhere, sometime, I heard some incredibly intelligent outdoor instructor say, you sweat, you die.
Anyway, you want to try and stay away from overheating, no sweating. And what you could do, think of it as like a steam release valve, okay? You're building up all this heat, you know, expose a little bit of skin here and there. That's going to help, you know, keep your back from sweating. You start feeling your back get a little bit matted down, sweaty. I'll go down and I'll be like, okay, well, let's show off the legs a little bit. I'll turn these bad boys into some knickers. And just that little bit, you'd be surprised. That really regulates my body temperature. It will tell the sweat glands and the rest of my body, you know, cool off a little bit. We're going to let a little bit of steam out down here at the legs, at the gams, you know what I mean? And those are hot legs because they're sexy legs. Another thing I'll do, I'll take my gloves all the way off on a climb or something. No problem at all. That really helps me flush out some heat.